You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Greetings, my closest friends, my close disciples. Oh, I see you, Thomas and Philip and Judas. And I'm glad that you're raising these questions. Pull up a chair and let's talk by the fire here. Don't let your heart race ahead and plan everything, but let my words sink in and find a place in you that can give you peace. I have a few things to say to you before I go, so listen. In the first part of what I want to say to you, note that I am preparing a place for you. This is not a place that is commonly referred to as a mansion as much as it's a way station. The mansion or the home that we have is with God Himself, with the Father and me. But along the way, you will have many mansions or way stations, places that you can take respite, places that, where I will be able to give you strength. That's the whole point of the first few verses of John's Gospel in chapter 14. I have a home for you and a place that's set aside for you. I have a rest for you all along the way until you finally reach unity with my Father and me. The second thing that I want to say to you comes in verses 12 through 21. And here, if I have a home for you, then you and I are family and we have family resources. Don't consider yourself completely alone as an orphan. Or if you are alone, realize that I am sending the family lawyer to help you, to take you along the path and to guide you from every challenge or any kind of difficulty that you would come into. This person is called the Parakletos, the advocate, the helper. So we have family resources, Judas and Thomas and Philip. Don't let your heart race ahead and worry because I am leaving. And then thirdly, what I say to you comes in verses 22 through the end of the chapter, through verse 31. And here, if we have first a home, secondly, we have resources of the family, now we can experience security within this relationship along the way until we finally achieve complete unity. That is, shalom, peace. Peace I leave you, as in verse 27. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives peace. This is a kind of completeness of peace, a way of thinking about not just a lack of conflict, but health and strength and healing and all the other resources that make life worth living. So, along with the family resources, the Parakletos, now we have security. And finally, in the final part of what I want to share with you today comes in the 15th chapter. This is 1 through 8. And here are the ways in which you should live your life, the rules that I give you. And think about this in terms of fruitfulness. If I give you all of these things, if I give you a mansion along the way or a way station, it's more of a way station along the way, a resting place, a way of finding your home. And secondly, if I give you family resources, the one who is to come and help you, the helper, the advocate, and who will stick up for you. Finally, if I give you shalom and healing and health and blessing, now I expect something from you. And those are the fruitfulness ideas that I present here, that I am the vine, but you are the branches and must bear fruit. So I'd like you to think about these things, my closest disciples, as we go through this time, the last few days before I leave you. Don't be anxious, Thomas and Philip and Judas, but find your home in me.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.